Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Campbell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Bob Heise. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carbo moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carbo scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carbo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Hisa goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carbo moves to third. Miller moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Hisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Bostock trying to get to third. Rice throws the ball into Hisa, who tags Bostock for the out. Borgman moves to second. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Ford reaches second base with a double. Borgman scores. It's 2-1. Red Sox. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a pop-up towards third. Hisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thompson. Cooper moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cooper scores. Fisk moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Braun moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew misplays the ball. That's an error on Carew. Fisk moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson bunts into center field, out of the reach of Ford. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heisa hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Heisa reaches second base with a double. Burleson scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a pop-up towards short. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Briggs reaches second base with a double. Terrell moves to third. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bostock hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Briggs moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Danny Walton pinch hits for Danny Thompson. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Briggs scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing shortstop. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Tom Johnson now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burleson moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burleson moves to third. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Drago now pitching. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ford is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carew scores. Braun moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Tom Bergmeier pinch runs for Tony Oliva. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Terrell takes first base on ball 4. Braun moves to third. Bergmeier moves to second. Jim Burton now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hisa fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Braun scores. Terrell moves to second. Two outs. It's Twins, 5, Red Sox, 5. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hisa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carbo is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Borgman strikes out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cooper bunts towards first. Briggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Rice moves to second. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk is walked intentionally. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to third. Fisk moves to second. Fred Lynn pinch hits for Doug Griffin. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice scores. Fisk moves to third. Burleson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.